News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Trump-Biden rematch looking more likely this morning now that Mr. Trump has cruised to victory in the New Hampshire primary. His win has the former president strongly suggesting that his lone Republican challenger exit the race.
Trump easily won Tuesday's Republican primary in New Hampshire.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three.
But he used his victory speech to attack former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who finished second.
Let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night.
Haley is the last major challenger now that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential bid. But Haley says she's staying in. I'm Donna Warner.
Also at SRNNews.com, Oregon's Democrat lawmakers rolling back parts of a law decriminalizing drugs.
It's a sign that public opinion in Oregon has soured amid rampant public drug use and a fentanyl crisis. Democrats at the state capitol unveiled a new bill that would make the possession of small amounts of drugs a misdemeanor, allowing police to confiscate and crack down on drug use on sidewalks and in parks. The bill aims to make it easier to prosecute dealers, access treatment, and obtain housing. The bill would not apply to Oregon laws legalizing cannabis or psychedelic mushrooms. State Senator and Portland Democrat Kate Lieber tells the Associated Press it's the compromise path to make sure we're continuing to keep communities safe and save lives. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia accuses Ukraine of shooting down a Russian military transport plane near the border between the two countries. The Russians say 65 Ukrainian POWs were on board, and they were all killed. American airstrikes have taken out more Houthi rebel missiles in Yemen. According to U.S. Central Command, the missiles were designed to target merchant ships in the Red Sea. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 155. This is SRN News. The repeal of Roe v. Wade was a big victory, but one pro-life leader says the movement still has a lot of work to do.
After the Dobbs decision came down, well, the pro-life movement was found without an adequate strategy to translate that into winning political action. And so, quite frankly, we have lost battle after battle, even in unexpected places like the state of Kentucky.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Our challenge in defending the sanctity and dignity of every single human life, including life in the womb, that may turn out to be, indeed, right now, looks as if it is a far greater challenge than we thought just a matter of 2 or 3 years ago. But we must remain undaunted because this is the challenge to which we are called.
2024 may turn out to be a critical year in the abortion battle, with several states putting the question to a vote of the people. New York and Maryland have already approved November referendums. You can hear more from Dr. Moeller in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Well, this is bound to ruffle some feathers among China's communist overlords.
The co-chairs of the U.S. Congressional Taiwan Caucus are making their first trip to the island after an independence-leaning party won a third straight term in the island's presidential election this month. U.S. Representatives Amy Berra, a Democrat from California, and Florida Republican Mario Diaz-Balart arrived Wednesday. Berra's office said their aim is to reaffirm U.S. support for Taiwan and express solidarity in their commitment to democratic values. The statement didn't say whom they would meet while in Taipei. Vice President Lai Ching-te of the Democratic Progressive Party won the January 14th election. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden will be the keynote speaker at a United Auto Workers political convention. He's working to capture the votes of more blue-collar workers in crucial swing states, such as Michigan and Wisconsin. We don't know if the UAW will endorse Biden at this time. More details, SRNNews.com.